This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Pastor Rick continues in a series called 40 Days of Love. In these lessons, he shows us how to achieve the goals of obedience to Christ and living a life of love on a day-to-day basis. In just a bit, we'll tell you how to get a DVD study kit of this series that's perfect for your individual study and also great to do with a small group of friends. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com right now while you listen. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called It's All About Love.
Now, love has to become a lifestyle. The Bible says in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, continue to love each other with true Christian love. Continue means make a habit of it. Do it all the time. Don't make it a light switch that goes on and off. And so during 40 days of love, we're going to learn the habits of love. You're going to learn some new habits. Now, do you know how long it takes to develop a good habit? Studies have shown that it takes about 6 weeks to develop a good habit. That's about 40 days. It is not an accident that we choose to do these spiritual journeys on 40 days. Because study after study has shown it takes about 3 weeks to start doing something every day, to turn it into a habit you start getting comfortable with. And then it takes another 3 weeks, or about 6 weeks, about 42 days, for you to really develop something and get it down in your life as a habit. And that's why for 40 days, we're going to be focusing on the habits of love. Now, if you want to get healthy physically, the first thing you do is you go to a doctor and you get a checkup. And you go, what do I need to do before I start working out and all this kind of stuff? And the doctor figures out where you need to work on, what you need to work on, and then prescribes a plan of action for you to get physically healthy. The same is true in health in any other area of your life, including relationships. If you want to get healthy relationships, you got to do a checkup. So I'm going to ask all of us, before we begin 40 days of love, to begin looking at our relationships and take a little self-evaluation. It's there on your outline where we're going to assess our relationships, kind of a little pretest that we're going to do before we do anything else. Now, the Bible says this up here on the screen. Test yourselves to make sure you're solid in the faith. Don't drift along taking everything for granted. Give yourselves regular checkups. You need firsthand evidence, not mere hearsay, that Jesus Christ is in you. Test it out. If you fail the test, do something about it. I love that message paraphrase of 2 Corinthians 13:5. You know, he says, you're doing this because you want to make progress. Now, let me be blunt with you. And let me be honest with you. True confession. When I took the test we're about going to take together, I didn't do so good on it. There were some areas I realized I needed a lot of work. We all think we're very loving people, but the truth is, there's a lot of areas I can be quite self-centered. I can be quite selfish. I can think of myself and not my family or my staff or you or anybody else. So I want to challenge you to look at this and do a self-analysis, because we're going to judge ourselves 40 days from today and you're going to see the progress. I don't want this next 6 weeks to just be six lessons on love. I don't know about you, but I want to be more loving. I personally want to be more loving. There's a lot of areas I need to work on in my life, because one day I'm going to stand before God and he's going to say, did you do the two things that were most important of all? Did you learn to love me with all your heart? And did you learn to love other people, not just your family? And I want to be ready for that day. Would you welcome Pastor Tom Holliday?
Now, as we start this test, let me just say from the beginning, the object is not to make you feel bad, because it could. We all struggle in the area of love, and 40 days of love could easily become 40 days of guilt. Know what I'm talking about? That's not the idea here. The idea is just, where am I? And when I realize where I am, then I realize where I can grow. We all struggle. But if I'm honest about where I am in these different relationships, it gives some practical places where I can grow. Nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. And unless I'm thinking about some real relationships during 40 days of love, then nothing's really going to happen. So let's just walk through this. Just some quick evaluation. How about with your parents? How is your relationship with your parents right now? Just a quick evaluation. Would you say it's poor, it's great, it's somewhere in between? I know one person's 3 is, another person's 5. We're not evaluating ourselves against each other, getting a score here. We're just saying, how is it going right now? By the way, you say, well, my parents are dead. You can improve your relationship with your parents even after they're dead, in your attitude toward them, in your thoughts towards them. And so maybe there's some work to do there. How about those of you that aren't married but you want to get married? Marriage is a God-given desire. How about your marriage prospects? Where would you say that those are right now? If you're not married and you want to get married, one of the things that we want to see happen during 40 Days of Love as a church is we want to help you in that. That's what a church, where should you look to get married if you want to get married as a believer? In a bar? Is that the best place to look? I think church is a great place to look. So we're going to be talking about how we can become less selfish in our lives, how we can love in a better way, and who knows what God might work out. Now, those of you that are married, you shouldn't be filling this out, by the way. I see some of you wondering, right? You should not be filling this out. This is not cool. This is for those of you that are single. Just say, it's a 1 right now, it's a 9 right now. Just be praying for what God might want to do. Wouldn't it be great if during 40 Days of Love, we had a lot of 40 Days of Love marriages that happened at Saddleback, and then like 2 years later, we had like a 40 Days of Love baby boom? I mean, really, wouldn't that be? That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. How about your spouse? Those of you that are married, your husband, your wife, how's your relationship right now? I know some of this can be brutal honesty, but the question is, how can I take a relationship that's struggling and begin to see it grow? How can I take a relationship that's even good and make it even better? How about a relative? And there's just a line there so you can write a name in. It might be a brother, might be a sister you'd like to relate to better during 40 Days of Love. It might be an aunt or an uncle. Write their name in and then just quickly put, here's where the relationship is. Or how about a coworker? Somebody at your work you've just met or you've known for a long time that you'd really like to work on expressing love to them during 40 Days of Love. They've just been noticed by you lately. You think, that person is in need of love, or I'd like to encourage them with love, or we've been struggling and I'd like to love them in a better way. Write their name down and say how things are going. Or how about a neighbor? Jesus says we're supposed to love our neighbors. That's all of our neighbors. But what's the one specific neighbor you'd like to really work on during 40 Days of Love in loving them in practical and specific ways? Just rate yourself on that one. Or how about this next one? How about a different or difficult person in your life? Don't draw little arrows to them right now, okay, if they happen to be sitting next to you. Somebody who irritates you. Somebody that it's tough to love. Somebody that just doesn't respond when you try to love them. How about that kind of a person? Listen, God is up to big challenges. And the person you think there is no way I could love that person, write their name down. And go ahead and put the 1. Yeah, it's not going good on that one. And then watch what God's going to do during 40 Days of Love. And then there's one more line, just for somebody that we haven't mentioned. For a lot of you, it might be one of your kids. Might be your son or your daughter that you'd want to write in here. I'd really like to work on loving this one of my kids during 40 Days of Love. Write that in and where the relationship is right now and then watch what God's going to do. And God does work. He does great things. And here's the incredible thing. With love, a little bit of growth shows great impact in our lives. Love is such a powerful thing that when I grow a little bit, incredible, wonderful things happen. Listen to this story. It came in from a mom who felt overwhelmed by her children, her schedule, her responsibilities, the busyness of her home. She wrote in and said, all I seemed to do was nag and bark at and scold my kids incessantly. And when I looked at myself, I honestly saw a shrew. In my tears, I cried out to God. And she was reading 1 Corinthians 13. And in reading that, she said, 5 words leaped out at me. Without love, I am nothing. So she wrote those words and put them on her refrigerator, in her car, on her mirror, where she could see them all the time. And here's what she said. I realized that the single most important thing I could do was to love my family. And so I began to live my life by the love of Jesus. I began to run my home on love power. It was as transforming as when I accepted Christ into my life. Focusing on love brought the happiness back into my life and my home.
In some of Jesus' last words to his disciples, right before he went to the cross, he's telling them the last minute instructions before he dies and resurrects and goes back to heaven. He's given them last minute instructions, and he says this: "By this shall all men know that you are my followers, you're my disciples, that you love one another." The mark of a true believer is love. He didn't say, "By this shall all men know you're a Christian, you have a bumper sticker on your car." No, the symbol of a follower of Jesus is not a cross, it's not a fish, it's not a dove, it's not a crown. The symbol of a genuine follower of Jesus is love. Do people know you're a follower of Jesus because you're the most loving person they know? That is my goal for you. Now, let me just be very blunt. How badly do you want to have better relationships? How badly do you want to become a great lover? How badly, how serious are you about learning how to become a loving man or a loving woman? "Well, I'd like to do it in my spare time." Wrong answer. "I'd like to do it if it doesn't crimp my style. I'd like to do it while I'm making a lot of money." No. This has to become your dominant life value. You have to decide right now, today, that the most important thing in your life for the rest of your life is, "I'm going to learn how to love." Because Jesus said, one day you're going to be evaluated on why God put you on this planet for 80 years, and he didn't put you here to live for yourself. He put you here to learn some lessons to prepare you for eternity. Did you learn to love God with all your heart? And did you learn to love your neighbors yourself? That one has to take precedent over everything else. Life is not about achievements. It is not about accomplishments. It is not about acquisition. It is about relationships. It's why God put you on this planet. Love is the main thing. You say, "Well, okay, I'm in. I want to become a great lover. I want to develop loving relationships. More than anything else in my life, I want to be known that's the most loving person I've ever met." How do you do it? Five things. If you write these down, we're going to look at these in detail in the weeks ahead. This is just kind of like the index for 40 days of love. Number one, to become great at relationships, I must commit to growing. You don't become a great lover accidentally. It is intentional. You're going to have to make a commitment. You devote yourself to it. You dedicate yourself. You commit. And we are committed to helping you grow. And that's why we're doing 40 Days of Love. Number two, I learn how Jesus did it. I learn how Jesus did it. Jesus is the model of perfection in relationships. Because he was the Son of God, he was perfect. He's the only one who knew how to handle relationships perfectly. And we're going to look at this through several different ways. We're going to learn how Jesus did it through our ears, through our eyes, through our mouth, through our hands, and through our feet. We all learn in different ways. And so part of 40 Days of Love involves hearing. And you're going to come and you're going to hear your pastor teach on love for 6 weeks, and you're going to hear it. By the way, what is 1 Corinthians 16:14? "And everything you do must be done with love." That's right. So we're going to learn how Jesus did it. The third thing we're going to do is we're going to practice the skills. Practice the skills. That's how you become great at relationships. You cannot become great at relationships if you are a hermit. You have to develop your life principle of love. You got to get out with people. You know, we sing about love, we talk about love, we pray about love, we study about love, but do we do it? No, we have to practice it. And so during 40 Days of Love, we're going to help you start developing the love relationships of your existing relationships and improving those, taking the initiative to, if you need to seek reconciliation, we're going to help you on that. Some issues on existing relationships. And then we're going to help you expand your relationships to love people that you've never loved before. Because that's what God's watching. And God, sharing God's love with others. You see, this is what makes Christianity different from every other faith. Christianity is a love-based faith, not a law-based faith, a love-based faith. In every other religion, they treat the holiest person as the person who isolates themselves as a hermit, as a monk. They go up into the mountains and they hide in a cave and they don't get around people who are evil, wicked, mean, bad, and nasty. And we don't want to get touched by human beings. And so the holiest people in many religions are the people who have no contact with others. They must be holy because they only spend their time with God. Jesus taught the exact opposite. That the way you grow spiritually is by getting with other people. By practicing love. And Jesus taught you got to be at the marketplace. You've got to be in the business. You've got to be in the party, at the wedding, and be there. Why? Because life is all about love. Loving God and loving other people. And you can't do that unless you're around other people. Some of you are going to have to spend less time in front of the computer screen where you're hiding from others. And you're going to have to actually get in a small group. A small group is a laboratory for love. You cannot learn love without being in relationships. Number four, we're going to develop the habits. We're going to develop the habits. And you're going to learn some new habits over the next 40 days, the habits of the heart. And I'm very, very excited about how this is going to change your life. And then number five, you need to trust God to help. Trust God to help you and to help make you more loving. Now, this is what makes what we're going to do different from every other relational, quote, seminar. If you go to a typical seminar on marriage or relationships or friendships, here's what they do. They say, we're just going to try to be more loving. Oh, that helps. Try to be more patient. That's a lot of advice. Try to be more kind. If all I had to offer you was try harder, we wouldn't even be doing this. Because I tell you what, trying doesn't work. It's not a matter of trying, it's a matter of trusting. Jesus said, you are to love others as I have loved you. You say, I can't do that. You are right. You can't. You will fail. You fail with unconditional love, and so do I. What the key to love is not you trying harder to be more loving. The key to love is letting Jesus Christ love through you. It is experience the love of God in your heart, feel loved, feel forgiven, feel grace, and then all of a sudden, you know what? It just bubbles out of you. It's actually quite easy. It's letting Jesus Christ love through you. So it starts with getting him in your heart. You can't love like he did by just trying, not by imitating. It's letting his love flow through you, and that's what we're going to talk about. But it starts with a decision. Are you ready? Okay. Now on your outline, there's a verse, Philippians 1:9, and it closes with this. This is my prayer for you, that your love will grow more and more, and that you will have knowledge and understanding with your love, not an immature love, knowledge and understanding, an insightful love. And that is my prayer for you, that together we will be known as churches that love. And I want to grow in love. I want you to grow in love. I want our churches to grow in love. You see, what America and the world needs is not more theology. It's not no more oratory. It's not more programs. What the church needs and what the world needs are people who genuinely love. It's all about love. Let's bow our heads. And as I close, I want to invite you to follow me in this prayer in your heart. You don't have to say it aloud. Dear Jesus, I want to be more loving. I want to work on my relationships. I want to learn to love you with all of my heart and I want to learn to love everybody else. I want to be known as the most loving person people know. And so I'm going to make it my primary value in life, my number one goal, to learn to love you and to learn to love other people, because it's all about love. Lord, I've got a lot of hurts in my heart that need to be healed. I need to be filled with your love. I can't give to others what I don't feel. I need to feel forgiven. I need to experience your grace. I need to know your love so it can overflow out of my life into others. Replace my fears with your love. Replace my hurts with your peace. I want to learn to know you and love you, Jesus Christ. And I want to be a loving person. In your name I pray. Amen.
If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord. And you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together, but first, if you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. One of the main reasons Pastor Rick started Daily Hope was to reach as many people as possible with the hope of Jesus Christ. And because of your prayers and donations, we're now reaching over 14 million people a month. But there are still many, many more people that need to hear the good news. Would you prayerfully consider giving a gift to Daily Hope today to help reach even more people for Jesus Christ? And when you do, we'll send you Pastor Rick's 40 Days of Love study kit to say thanks for your support of this ministry. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Jesus says that the two most important things you can do while you're here on earth are to love God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, life is all about love. Now, as believers, it's not just enough to talk about love or to read about love or to discuss love. We must show it. We must exhibit it by the way we treat other people. Now, the Bible says that we do this. We learn to be genuinely loving people by relying on the love that God has for us. That's why I've put together a 6-session study kit called 40 Days of Love. It includes a study guide and a 6-session DVD that will teach you the habits of a loving heart. Now, you can go through it by yourself, but really, how are you going to learn to love by yourself? You need to do it in a small group with 2 or 3 friends or even more. Just get some friends and some neighbors and say, let's learn how to really love. And let's study this together for 40 days. Now, 40 Days of Love is going to teach you why love matters most, more than anything else. And it's going to teach you what the Bible means when it says that love is patient and love is kind and love speaks the truth. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love is forgiving. Now, I want to tell you something. This is a life-changing study. It changed my life when I did it. And it's going to change your life and those that you share it with. And if you really want to grow spiritually, you've got to learn how to love. Now, this month, we're offering the 40 Days of Love study kit for a financial gift to Daily Hope Ministries. I want everybody to be able to enjoy this study, so all I ask is that you help support Daily Hope Ministries. Now, I know some of you can afford a little bit more than others, and I appreciate that. It helps us keep on the air and helps us spread the message to other stations. But some of you, you're going through tough times and you don't have a whole lot. That's okay. I know you work hard for what you earn. I promise that whatever you give, no matter how large or small, that every cent that you send in to support Daily Hope goes right back into the ministry. I do this ministry for free. I take no money from it. And so you can be certain that any gift you give is helping spread the hope we have in Christ here at home and even all around the world.
Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or the word daily to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.